From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The U.S. State Department has ordered Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco and two other annexes by this weekend. From the newsroom, Jim Randall has more.
The move was in response to a demand from Moscow that Washington reduce its diplomatic staff in Russia. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov expressed his regret about the closures shortly after the announcement was made. Thursday's announcement marked the latest chapter in a diplomatic spat, largely caused by new U.S. sanctions on Russia put in place last month. Jim Randall, VOA News.
Two U.S. nuclear-capable strategic bombers conducted a joint operation with South Korean Air Force fighter jets on Thursday, 2 days after a North Korean missile fired over Japan sharply raised tensions. Philip Alexio reports.
The flight involved two supersonic U.S. B-1B bombers, four U.S. stealth F-35B jets, and South Korean fighter jets, coming at the end of an annual joint U.S.-South Korea military exercise focused mainly on computer simulations. North Korea said the launch of an intermediate-range ballistic missile on Tuesday was to counter U.S. and South Korean military drills and was the first step in military action in the Pacific to contain the U.S. territory of Guam. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Officials in Texas have confirmed that at least 31 people have died in storm-related deaths. Tens of thousands of people have been forced to evacuate their homes and some 32,000 others forced into shelters. The storm was once Hurricane Harvey, has brought heavy rain to Louisiana on Thursday. Forecasters expected parts of Louisiana to receive at least 10 to 20 centimeters of rain before the storm moves inland. This is VOA News. Iraq's prime minister on Thursday declared the town of Tal Afar fully liberated from the Islamic State group after a nearly two-week operation. The announcement heard here by an al-Iraqiya newscaster said that Iraq troops eliminated and smashed Daesh terrorists in al-Ayada district, about 10 kilometers northwest of Tal Afar, where the militants fled last week. Daesh is an Arabic acronym for Islamic State. Al-Abdadi's statement said that Tal Afar is liberated and all of Nineveh province, the first area where IS militants captured the portion in a 2014 blitz, is in the hands of their brave troops. Iraqi officials often declare areas liberated before the fighting has completely ended, and the militants have been known to carry out surprise counterattacks. Torrential rains caused a five-story apartment building to collapse in the West Indian financial capital of Mumbai. Police say at least 19 people have been killed, and there may be more than a dozen people trapped under the debris. Rescuers, residents, and police officers managed to pull 30 injured individuals from the rubble. The chief of fire at the scene said the rescue operation would go on for as long as possible and an investigation would begin into why the building collapsed afterwards.
There are 100% our effort to complete it because, you know, the time goes high and the more the time we then the less the chances of the victim. So we are trying our level best.
Thursday's tragedy occurred in a congested area of Mumbai's southern Bendi Bazaar area following the city's heaviest rainfall in 15 years. Authorities were advising people living in an adjacent building to vacate after it developed cracks following Thursday's early morning collapse. It was not immediately clear how many people might be trapped in the toppled building. Kenyan officials say two people have been killed and three badly wounded in separate attacks in coastal Lamu County. They blame suspected al-Shabaab extremists from neighboring Somalia. Tana Delta Police Chief Riziki Ali said two motorists were shot dead in the Longo La Simba area of Tana River. Al-Shabaab has killed at least 45 Kenyan police officers, two soldiers, and dozens of civilians in border areas since June. Mexico is taking U.S. President Donald Trump's threats to leave the North American Free Trade Agreement more seriously as a second round of talks are set to open Friday in Mexico City. Mexico says it is developing a plan B in case Trump withdraws from the trade pact. Mexico says key striking points include U.S. demands to modify NAFTA's dispute resolution process and tighten labor standards. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.